අරූප ගජේන්ද්‍ර කුමාර් පොන්නම්බලම් මන්ත්‍රීතුමා ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 12ක් කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා.
Thank you, Honorable Presiding Member. Unlike usual, I wish to read out a note that I have prepared. This is because I've consulted the health sector doctors in both the northern and eastern province, and they've given me a lot of material. So I want to do justice to the information that they shared. Within the current framework, health is essentially a devolved subject. And I say this, Honorable Presiding Member, because the Line Ministry of Health is constitutionally mandated to manage only three institutional categories among hospitals: national hospitals, teaching hospitals, and special hospitals. All other hospitals, including Sri Lanka's 28 district general hospitals, constitutionally fall under the provincial council authority. A total of close upon 1,100 institutions, as opposed to 50 institutions coming under the line ministry, come under the provincial council. Any line ministry takeover must follow a constitutional path, legal upgrade to one of the three mandated categories. The line ministry's unconstitutional power grab is extensive. 21 of the 28 district general hospitals have been taken over without a mandatory legal upgrade. This illegal annexation extends to numerous base hospitals. Deeply troubling is that many hospitals were handed over by provincial administrations without formal provincial council consent, undermining democratic institutions themselves. The Ministry of Education, while pursuing similar centralization, maintains a legal veneer by formally upgrading schools to national schools before takeover. The Health Ministry operates with brazen illegality, absorbing hospitals as in direct constitutional violation. Only 7 district general hospitals remain with the rightful provincial authorities, including all 4 northern provincial general hospitals. The central government employs a deliberate, cynical strategy to make provincial failure inevitable, thereby manufacturing public demand for takeover through systematic blockage in 2 key areas, Honorable Presiding Member: infrastructure strangulation, deliberate restriction of capital allocation to provincial health ministries, preventing new construction, critical upgrades and essential medical equipment procurement, ensuring northern facilities remain dilapidated and incapable of modern healthcare delivery. And 2, human resource starvation, systematic starvation of staff through restricted cadre increases and grossly inadequate new appointments. This calculated neglect achieves its intended destructive effect. Northern hospitals, deprived of infrastructure and staff, cannot develop or provide adequate services, resulting in demonstrably poorer healthcare quality compared to other provinces. The state-manufactured crisis now culminates in its goal: eroded public trust in provincial governance. Frustrated by declining services, northern staff and public begin believing the false narrative that hospital handover is the only path to legitimate resources. This engineered desperation is tragically exemplified by the Bishop of Manar's request for Manar District General Hospital's takeover, a plea born from state-orchestrated crisis and not genuine choice. The central government's takeover leads to development narrative is a demonstrably false myth. The evidence that Tamil majority-serving institutions reveals consistent, damning patterns of systematic neglect, proving the issue is discriminatory resource allocation, not administrative control. Take the Jaffna Teaching Hospital, Honorable Presiding Member. The Line Ministry's northern flagship institution provides compelling evidence of systematic bias. despite direct central control, intentional neglect crippled operations. Its cardiology unit, the third largest service provider by number of clients, served in 2024 among the teaching hospitals, operates with the lowest staff complement compared to other cardiology units of teaching hospitals. The deliberate understaffing amid massive patient burden compounds with the shocking basic facility deficiencies, including the absence of proper maternity ward since 2013 and chronic inequitable cadre allocations across departments. The District General Hospital Trincomalee, after taking over a decade ago, no significant development or service improvement has been observed. Prolonged stagnation proves that management change alone is meaningless without equitable investment and political will. This consistent cross-section pattern confirms unequivocally that the issue is deep-seated systematic resource allocation bias, not management. Institutions serving Tamil people are systematically deprived, regardless of provincial or central control. Hospital takeovers are exposed as political power grabs, consolidating control while continuing equitable service denial. Critical deception underpins Sri Lanka's health funding model. The large parliament-debated health budget, especially capital funds, exclusively serves the line ministries, approximately 50 direct-controlled institutions. We completely exclude from our debate about the financial reality of over 1,100 provincial council-run hospitals and public health units that form most citizens' health care. Provincial system funding, including all northern health services, channels through separate, constrained, centrally controlled mechanisms, creating a structural stranglehold. Finance Commissioner control, for example, this finance ministry wing holds absolute provincial fund power. It controls Ministry of Provincial Councils allocations, dictates inter-province and inter-departmental distribution, and must permit every provincial development plan, even those using meager provincial funds. This renders provincial autonomy fictional, with every decision subject to central government veto. Inadequate provincial specific development grant. This tightly controlled system's primary development vehicle is the PSDG, continuously and grossly inadequate for the northern province. Commission allocation formulas deliberately ignore post-war reconstruction and historical development deficits. The absurdity is stark. A single Mullathivu DGH ward complex costs approximately 1,500 million, estimated in 2021, roughly 150% of the northern province's entire annual health capital allocation. When one essential district building exceeds five districts' annual health development budget, provincial development is mathematically impossible, Honorable Presiding Member. This is deliberate failure design, not oversight. Systemic national donor fund exclusion. The northern province is systematically excluded from targeted national projects, exemplified by nine recently approved mega health projects with none allocated to the north. Patterns of promises made and denials. Case studies in marginalization, Honorable Presiding Member. Northern province health sector marginalization is starkly illustrated by abandoned promises and deliberate stalled projects directly compromising patients' care for years. Take the Kilunuchi DGH, the accident and emergency unit. There was a big, huge fanfare by Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe. In 2019, a foundational stone was laid, not One other stone was laid after that. Not one. That's it. Only the foundation stone. If you take Mulletheevu, there was a ward complex was denied. The necessary ward complex for Mulletheevu was denied. It cost it was to cost 1,500 million. It was denied. In Mena, accident and emergency, rejected. Rejected. If you take the Thellipalle Cancer Hospital, there is an inherent confusion there. The cancer hospital comes under the base hospital, and the base hospital comes under the provincial council. Cancer hospitals ideally should come under the central government, but it is brought under the base hospital. So when it comes under the base hospital, there is resource scarcity, both when it comes to manpower as well as funding and drugs. So the hospital has pleaded several times. In fact, at the last health ministry budget committee stage debate, I made the same request. They plead, and they have met the minister, and they have pleaded to the minister directly as well, a separate allocation of funds for cancer services. Make TTCH a separate specialized institution, because it is a cancer hospital that comes under the provincial council, to recognize it as a separate unit, so that special fundings, I'm winding up, so that special fundings can be approved. Separate staff allocations for the cancer services, because at the moment the base hospital comes under grade 3, if I'm not mistaken, not even A grade. And as a result, there is a gross inadequacy of staff to deal with the cancer unit. The base hospital, I'm winding up, madam. The base hospital also lacks CT scan, which is essential for cancer services. Dependence on the teaching hospital in Jaffna for CT, MRI, and mammography presents several challenges, including limited scan slots, multiple trips for patients, delays in transferring images and reporting, and difficulties in arranging urgent cases. Ensure, Honorable Minister, that the cadre of the base hospital Thellipalle is maintained to the standards of an A-grade base hospital, and expedite the establishment of an ICU and allocate funds for a CT scanner.
Awesome. Thank you.